Hey guys, welcome to my podcast channel, Hiker Juju. So a new episode in English for the CDT, the Continental Divide Trail. And so we are today, September 3rd, 2022. And we are finally in Colorado since yesterday. So yeah, Alpine, Chipotle, and myself crossed the border together between Wyoming and Colorado yesterday, and that means that we've completed the entire state of Wyoming in 3 weeks. So I'm pretty happy about that, considering that we had like Yellowstone, the wind, and the Great Divide Basin. So that was some challenge out there, but we did a good job with the guys, and I'm very happy of what we've accomplished together. So now we are hiking towards Steamboat, where we're going to be tomorrow, and we're going to take a Nero. So for the people who don't know, what is a Nero is basically hiking a little bit to town and take near a zero. So rather than taking a full day off, we're going to hike to town. We're going to have a hitch from the trailhead. I mean, actually, from the highway. So Chipotle contacted a trail angel in Steamboat Springs. And that woman, I think it's Helen. Helen is going to be there for us, and she's going to pick us up at 9 a.m. And we're going to go to town, spend the rest of the day, sleep in town, and leave the following day. So it's been a while since I recorded the last episode in English. I'm sorry, guys. And thank you to Alpine. He, like, brought to my attention that some of the episodes were, I mean, at least one was corrupted, and I knew that I had problems downloading an English episode, and this is why I think episode 4 escaped, because the whole file got corrupted. So obviously when I'm hiking, I am, you know, offline, airplane mode, and I don't have a US SIM card, and so no service, nothing. So what I do is I record a voice message, voice clip, and I basically download that thing to my podcast platform, to my profile when I get to town. So I don't know why I didn't have any issue or problem with the French version. But I think that was just the bad luck for the English version. So yeah, I apologize for the last few ones if they haven't been the best quality out there. So back to the CDT. So yeah, we've done a lot of hiking the last few weeks. So like I said, we like completed Yellowstone, which was very beautiful, and I think I talked about it in my last podcast. The thing I was kind of, you know, waiting, but excited, but at the same time a little bit nervous about, was definitely the winds, the Wind River Range. Because with the guys, we decided to take two alternates that, let's say, like pretty much every CDT hiker takes. So one is the knapsack call, and the other one is Cirque of the Towers. So they don't cut that many miles. I think maybe the knapsack call cut a little bit of it, and I think the Cirque is kind of pretty much the same mileage of the CDT, official CDT. But both were very like, it was a lot of elevation, sorry. I didn't expect, I knew that's going to be some, you know, saddle, call, pass, name it, you know, to go over. And I knew it was going to be like, mentally, we're going to have to be strong for this, because Alpine and Chipotle are, I mean, these two guys, they love these things, and they are very good at it. So they kind of, you know, love to scramble and climb and, I don't know. And I'm a little bit less of a climber, let's say. I usually prefer to hike on a proper trail and having a path to follow. But I was definitely okay to do this. No regrets, and that was very, very beautiful. So the good thing with the two is like you can get to a trailhead pretty close to, you know, some very nice views and places you can go within like, I think, 2 days of hiking maybe. So one or two overnight maybe. And so you can go to the region of Pinedale in Wyoming. So this is the town, and this is a good base camp to have, you know, some lodging, food, drinks, and everything you need. Actually, the brewery in Pinedale was very, very good. I think you can ask these guys what they thought about it. So that was very good. Very tasty, good portion, like good food amount, and the drinks were very good actually. Nice service, and the prices were, yeah, it was pretty good for what you get. So, no, yeah, definitely we went twice in that place, and we went to another place. We were craving like Chinese food. Asian food, so there was a Chinese, and I got a spicy tofu, like marinated sauce. I forgot what it was, but yeah, that was very good. So yeah, we had a lot of fun. So the winds are very good, and if you guys want to go one day, like I said, it's fairly easy to go for 2 or 3 days of hiking. The terrain is, you don't have to go all the way to the col and pass on top of it. You can go at the bottom, and obviously it's going to be more beautiful if you climb and you do the scramble. But I just told you that I was not a big fan of this usually, and it was okay for me. It was definitely like cardio stuff. Obviously, my cardio went to the red, I think, at some point. But, yeah, it was, I mean, being on top of the col and within the cirque, that's maybe that's going to be in my top five of the entire CDT, I think, at the end. So, yeah, pretty easy to get there. A lot of people, so... But not too much. I mean, I do find sometimes that it's a lot of people because we don't see that many people in Wyoming, Idaho. But overall, it was manageable, and we had a good time. So lots of water and everything. And then when we were done with the winds, we got to South Pass City, which is a gold town, like very old gold town. Like it used to have like a mine and everything running. I don't think they had to run that thing for too long. But yeah, we got to that place. We had a box waiting for us, so all of us. And then we started the basin. So it was pretty flat overall. I don't think we had much elevation. But the challenge is very mental, I would say, because I think we had to do from South Pass to Rollins maybe 120 miles, 130 miles maybe, I forgot. And the thing is, because it's very flat and it's all straight, there's not much, like, you know, in the mountains, you're gonna have like just a curve, and you're gonna say, oh yeah, what I'm gonna see next, and is there gonna be a peak, like some snow, or you know, some stuff to see, a lake. But in the basin, you can see, like, I don't know how many miles away, but very, very far. So water, we had some water carry, like, let's say 10, 15 miles. So, and it was pretty hot. So we had to carry sometimes a few liters, which obviously, you know, takes the whole weight of your backpack a little bit heavier. But I think, yeah, that was mentally tough, because it was always the same motion, always the same stride. So I think my feet got, you know, sore and tender, very, because it was just always the same thing for miles and miles and miles. So we basically wanted to get out of this ASAP. So what we did is we did like 2:30 pretty much, I think a 27 and a 30. And then we kind of set to sleep pretty early. I mean, normal time, I would say. But wake up, rather than waking up at 5:40 in the morning, wake up at 8 or something, which gave us a little bit of, you know, sleep in the morning when it's fresh. And then we decided to, for the very last stretch of roughly 60 miles, we decided to do the 24 hours, and it's basically like in 24 hours, like, do as many miles as you can. Concept is pretty easy. So we ended up doing 66 miles in 24 hours. The goal was 62, 63, because it was exactly 100K, so 100 kilometers. And, you know, coming from France and Canada, it was good for me to do one day in my life at three digits, like 100K. I would be, yeah, that was somehow like not a dream, but that was a goal, you know, like to do something. And I think the basin was obviously the best terrain and the best place to do that thing. Everyone, I mean, a lot of hikers are trying to achieve something like that. So yeah, pretty interesting. Got a good time. It was tough. I mean, I have to say that when I got to the end and I saw Rollins with my eyes, I was done. The guys were talking about doing a 70 and pushing to town and hiking in town, and because I think we did the 60 something, 62, 63 miles within like 22 hours and a half, something like that. But man, I was done. I was happy and I was very proud of myself. I've done my 100K, and that was my goal. But because we got in town, I don't think I was able to keep going. And honestly, between you and me, I didn't want to go. I didn't want to keep going. I was done. I was like, okay, I'm proud. I've done it. Check. This is it. Where's the coffee, the breakfast, and everything? And by the way, we got very unfortunate because the whole thing was to do like pretty much 8:30 in the morning to 8:30 the following day. So like the 24 hours and walking to town and go for breakfast. And we saw that there was a place, like a big Airstream RV place, where it was 24/7, breakfast and everything, a diner. So we said like, wow, I'm gonna go there, I'm gonna have my veggie omelette, my hash browns, toast, pancakes, and a lot of coffee. And yeah, when we got there, it was closed. Then I think they didn't have a cook or something. So the only place to go was the McDonald's and then the Taco Bell, which I'm not a huge fan of fast food, but I had to eat something. I had to get a coffee after 100K. So anyway, we got a bit unlucky on this one, but it is what it is, right? These days, like, it's pretty hard to find the manpower, to find new employees coming in and working very hard. You know, I think the pandemic, like, kind of changed a lot of different things in many, many businesses and like, the small towns in Wyoming are no exception. Anyway, so after Rawlins, we took a zero and we went back on trail. And yeah, we went for encampment. So we had to do a lot of road work to cut a little bit of mileage. It was painful for my feet, I have to be honest. But yeah, I think we did well with the guys. And then we got to encampment. We resupplied quickly, Chipotle out the box, and gave us some food. And we ran back on trail the same day. I mean, for a town day, I think we did 24, 25, which is very, very respectable, I think. It's almost a marathon distance with a couple of hours in town. And now heading to Steamboat, like I said. So tomorrow we're going to be in Steamboat. And in a few days time, I'm going to meet with Alex. Alex should be in Denver right now. And she's going to spend a few days in Denver, a few days in Granby, which is like 20 minutes drive from Grand Lake, where the CDT goes through. And yeah, I'm gonna meet Alex finally after 2 months. We haven't seen each other, and we can take a few days off together. And yeah, now I think we're gonna be hiking for 3 weeks together, a big chunk of Colorado. So I'm looking forward to it, definitely. So yeah, hope you guys enjoyed the podcast, and I'm gonna try to record one with Alex next week. So you guys take care and stay tuned for the next episode. Bye bye.